From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. State police say the number of people missing after flash flooding in Arkansas is down to about 24. The early Friday floods have killed at least 17 people. NPR's Wade Goodwin is near the campgrounds in Langley, Arkansas, and tells us more than 200 people are part of the search and rescue operation.
You don't know if a car that you find along the river turned upside down was washed away from somebody's residence. Or did someone camp in that? You know, was that a car that was used or a truck that was used for camping? So you begin to see it's going to be like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, was this a car? Where did this car come from? And who was in this car?
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting from Langley, Arkansas. The federal government is asking BP to speed up its containment of oil gushing from a ruptured well into the Gulf of Mexico. Coast Guard Rear Admiral James Watson is ordering the company to identify ways to expedite the process in the next 48 hours. President Obama has sharpened his criticism of BP, but the British government says Mr. Obama has reassured Prime Minister David Cameron that his frustration is not an attack on Britain. The two leaders spoke by phone today. Cameron is under pressure to get the president to tone down his language for fear it will hurt the millions of British retirees who hold BP's stock. German media report Polish authorities have arrested an agent with the Israeli Secret Service. As Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw, the agent was allegedly involved in the killing of a Hamas leader in Dubai.
According to the magazine Der Spiegel, Yuri Brodsky was arrested earlier this month for using a false document when he arrived at Warsaw's airport. He has since been held on a European arrest warrant from Germany for falsifying passports. In January, members of the Israeli Secret Service, the Mossad, allegedly killed a leader of Hamas in Dubai. The authorities in Dubai provided information on the suspects in the killing, all people who were using authentic passports from Germany, the UK, and other countries, but under false identities. The revelation that real passports were being used by Mossad agents caused outrage in many of the countries involved. Brodsky has been accused of providing at least one of the passports to the killers. It's now up to the Polish authorities to turn Brodsky over to Germany, but the Israeli embassy in Warsaw has reportedly intervened to prevent the extradition. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
A UN committee is reviewing 137 names on the so-called blacklist that imposes financial and travel restrictions on people and entities tied to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The UN's top representative in Afghanistan says the committee will make recommendations to the UN Security Council about whether some names should be removed. Attendees at a national peace conference in Kabul earlier this month recommended that militants who reconcile with the Afghan government be removed from the list. Delisting has been a longstanding demand of top Taliban leaders. This is NPR News. A California teenager is safe after being stranded in heavy seas on her sailboat. 16-year-old Abby Sunderland was trying to be the youngest person to sail solo around the world. On Thursday, she set off a distress signal after her mast collapsed and knocked out her satellite communications. A French fishing vessel rescued her today.
It's been a little bit crazy the past few days. Everything's happened pretty fast, but I'm really lucky that there was a boat that could come and get me where I was.
Sunderland says she's still dealing with the reality of losing her boat, which is still adrift. On the one-year anniversary of Iran's disputed presidential election, Iranian activists say they worry the government will take further repressive action to curb dissent. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the activists are calling on the UN Human Rights Council to take action against the Iranian regime.
It's been a little bit crazy the past few days. Everything's happened pretty fast, but I'm really lucky that there was a boat that could come and get me where I was.
An atmosphere of fear.
It's been one of the bloodiest weeks ever in Mexico's increasing drug-related violence. Gunmen stormed a drug rehabilitation center in violence-plagued Juarez Friday, killing 19 people and wounding four others. Police say gunmen also killed 16 people in another drug-plagued northern city. The House Republican leader says Americans who have had to cut back in tough economic times deserve the same discipline from their government. In the weekly GOP radio and internet address, Representative John Boehner of Ohio says President Obama should rein in government spending. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, in Washington.